fan. You got Chip.
You got Bo.
You got the dog.
Shorty P.
So
is that normal? Is that like what every pitcher does when they come in from the bullpen out there in the outfield? I mean, they sprint like that?
No, he's just clowning. They were getting demolished, and he's a position player, so he came in the substitute pitch, so we didn't waste a pitcher on it.
Oh, so really? He plays second base?
He's a local kid, Brett Phillips.
He plays center field.
Yeah.
Or left field from or Tampa. Right field, wherever you want to put the kid.
That was the guy from the other team running.
No. That was our guy. Race. Yeah, it was.
I don't think so.
We were away. We were in the gray jerseys.
No.
What are you talking about?
No.
Let's make sure we're talking about the right video. Were you talking about the guy running out of the bullpen?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Brett Phillips.
No. We're in blue in this game.
That was a throwback game.
Oh, it was?
Oh. What?
Why are you putting on throwback games?
What do you mean?
That was the network that was editing the clip because he's probably coming up to bat next inning.
That makes sense.
No, he was just at bat.
He was just in a blue shirt.
In a blue jersey, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a,
but then why were you saying that we're away and we're in gray?
No, and the video that when he was running out of the bullpen.
All right.
It's the same guy.
Gotcha.
I guess, man.
Just like you're going to tell me that the Tom Brady thing is fake.
Dude, I swear. I don't even want to do this.
I was
just
watching those fantasy football. You should choose me. I mean, come on.
What?
You're buying that first take.
It's not real, dude.
Okay, you keep telling yourself.
Do you know how a jugs machine works?
Yeah, I do.
How does it work?
It spins the ball out.
Yeah. So what happens when the ball comes in?
Amazing power.
So it's just gonna push
that ball.
So it just comes in. It's gonna stop, and then it's just gonna come back out perfectly. Yeah. Nothing like just perfect.
Not once.
No,
not
actually,
twice.
The switch is in the back of it.
If you watch closely, look at the ball right before it gets to the machine.
Okay.
It has the same movement. It doesn't add up with Murphy's Law.
So you're saying that's just it was actually thrown at the top?
No.
You know he did that all in reverse, right? When he caught the ball.
He caught it like this. Yeah.
Exactly. Just like the Evan Longoria thing.
God.
That's fake.
That is fake.
Okay. And the Redskins player?
What?
Chris Punching Cooley? Through the drywall?
Yeah, that's fake.
No.
They're all fake. I watched like 30 of them. There just can't be that many amazing things.
You think
you're better than that?
Biden. Hold on. You think that drywall exploded like concrete?
It looked like concrete. Bro,
blew up
right through this.
You cannot
right
punch
now.
Through that. No, you can't.
Right now.
No, you can't.
I mean, it could have been real in the sense that they manufactured that drywall, though, right? I mean, that wasn't real drywall that he punched through. It was like paper.
It's like plaster.
It
could have been fake drywall.
It's special
right?
effects. Who knows if he was even there?
Dude,
it could have been.
He really could have caught the ball.
They
though,
had
right?
that.
It could have been. It could have been literally a green screen that they put right there that he can see
could
the ball coming through.
Could have been.
And then they just used all the effects from the green screen.
I guess maybe that was almost the theme. Of this week's show.
What?
It's kind of like,
is it real or is it fake?
Is it real or is it fake? Like, are you a real fan or are you a fake fan? You know?
Is it right to be doing this to us? Like, confusing the
fans? Yeah, of course
like
it is, man.
I mean,
look at movies. So you're going to say movies what are movies?
You're going to say movies are fake?
It's an entertainment business at the end of the day.
Are
you
going to tell me The
you...
Rock
yeah,
really
guess.
Did not jump onto the skyscraper? From the crane, like, you know. In the
no, he really
building.
Did do that,
he,
though.
Right?
He did that one.
Like, that building doesn't
or
exist.
Or when he was fighting with that huge oversized gorilla in Rampage.
Yeah, like,
actors,
that didn't
that's,
happen.
That's totally different than
have
like,
you not been in
player.
New York City? It looks like a damn gorilla.
Hold on.
What?
Are we talking about Mick Foley flying off Hell in the Cell?
No, see, don't even go there. Don't even go
there.
Are we
going to say that's fake?
That's
are you
going
to say that's fake?
No,
are you
I don't claim wrestling is fake. You can't do stuff like that and not get hurt. I'm sorry. I don't care if the ring cushions fall. I don't care if the chairs are light.
So you're saying care. Mr. Sacco was real.
Mr. Who?
Mr. Sacco.
Who's Sacco?
Mick Foley, Mankind.
He'd oh, that's keep, what they called him? Mr. Sacco?
He
oh, he
the,
used to. Yeah, that's
that was
right.
one of his finishing moves.
Well, it was the.
That's right. That's right.
The Claw of Death.
The Claw, the Hannibal Claw or whatever was originally called. And he put a sock over it that he pulled out of his pants.
All right, so you are consistent saying that Tom Brady's video is fake.
Yeah, it's fake. He said it's
got
fake.
Got it.
You know it's not fake, though? You know it's not fake?
His speech at the ring ceremony.
Those 7 Super Bowl victories.
Yeah, well, actually, a lot of people online, everything that Tom Brady posts, the chain of comments afterwards are get a real ring, go win a real ring.
You can't even pay attention to those things because those are literally people in their parents' basements paid to do stuff
but
like that.
How, but how are they saying get a real ring when he's got seven of them? Anyway.
That's well, what's what funny they is do. A lot of them are Patriots fans because they wouldn't be saying that if he was still a Patriot.
No, but it's literally yeah. it's what people do. They say it about everything. Everybody can never do good and just be good. Everybody's got to criticize somebody. It's always got to hurt somebody's feelings.
Not Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby's first. Yeah,
he wakes up and pisses excellent.
That's true.
He did.
That is true.
He did.
That is true.
But you know,
so
he hit a wall
too.
What
do you think about the Bucks ring here?
Oh, I love it. I'm buying one.
And just an extra 35.
You can get a customized for 86 dog or 88. 89.
Yeah, there you go.
I do like that top that pops off and looks like that. That's pretty tight.
Yeah.
I don't know if the replicas are going to come like that. That might be some extra.
It better.
It'd be what you pay the extra?
What do you mean the extra?
That might be a whole different thing. That's a gizmo on that watch. Or that ring, sorry.
So you like it, though?
Yeah.
You like
the
design?
I think that's one of the
I heard a story like some of the players, some like six or seven of the players
designed
went over.
It.
Yeah, went over and designed it with.
That's what I said last week.
Yeah, I know.
So this guy
I was trying
just
to take
said
credit for it.
He said that he once hated Tom Brady.
Who?
This guy on the internet said he hated Tom Brady until he saw that video.
And
what video?
Of the throw into the machine.
Who said that?
Just some Yahoo on the internet.
Why these Yahoos need to just be Yahoos?
That's what it takes to be a
but
fan,
what do you,
though.
But what
right?
do you do? What do you do?
But I
with a person
him.
That like.
I hated the guy.
Down, yeah, like trashes the guy.
I hated him.
And then
him.
Now all of a sudden jumps on.
Oh, I'll fight for that
the
guy.
Band,
day
yeah.
Of the week.
Oh my! Is that?
It's literally that how not, it is.
Not really. Not really. Because
you can respect a player. You
we
hate him because he's so great.
Tom, we didn't trash.
It's not
Tom
the
Brady
fact that he hated.
It.
It's you hate him because
Patriots
he's so good.
Fan.
No, it has nothing to do with being a Patriots fan. It's just that he's generally the best in the
okay,
league
so
to do
like,
it.
So like Derek Jeter. Like, I hated him growing up.
But you respect
baseball.
Him playing.
But when he retired, I was like, you know what? I got to watch one of the greatest baseball players to ever play the game.
Because it's funny that you say this and you want to admit it, because your brother sent me a video this week of you at a game, obviously versus the Patriots.
Should oh, you yeah. please? Would you play it?
Huh?
Fuck you, Bray.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck you, Bray. Fuck you. Go home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you were already.
What colors was he wearing?
He was wearing white.
And what?
I think it was. What was it? It was a Thursday night game that came down here or something.
Oh, I know so. Exactly what happened. Our field goal kicker missed 5 field goals. We lost the game.
It was a close one.
Oh, yeah.
Winston probably threw a few interceptions.
That's beyond the matter.
Okay.
He's not on my team.
I understand, but you were all over Brady. I mean, and you seemed like you were probably only like 20 feet away.
What do you expect?
He heard you. I yeah. guarantee
oh,
you he heard you.
I've had a lot of players
oh, wow.
hear me.
I can guarantee you that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Greg Harding, he heard us one time.
Yeah.
And you just fucking
Brady hears
Brady
that
he
stuff
you?
Everywhere
oh,
he goes.
He does. He does.
He plays for one team. He's going to hear it in every stadium that man has ever been to besides his home. He hears the same
but guess
shit.
What?
And you know what? He loves it. He eats it up.
He kind of does.
I mean, until he's even admitted it, the only time that it kind of it will get to him is obviously when you bring up the family. But there's yeah, no need to bring up your
true.
Family. You don't talk shit about – you talk to him about Tom Brady the player, not the Tom Brady the athlete, the role model, you know, the husband, the
yeah,
father. You talk about Tom Brady the football player, and he loves that trash talking.
And
he's
I'm
one of the best to come back with it too.
And I'm trying to get under any opponent – their skin somehow.
That's why
get
we're
their
fans.
Mind off exactly.
That's our job as fans yeah. is to be that 12th
well,
factor.
I'm thinking what was that? Because it looked like they were – just either coming out or going back into the tunnel. So was the game over at that point?
No, it was probably before the game. I usually get there before the game starts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we didn't know Tom Brady was going to come.
No, that was
Ray J. That was his like, last go around. Mm-hmm. You know,
that might have been before the game started. That sounded like tailgate dog.
Yeah, tailgate dog.
So you're saying there are
tailgate
things
dog
that
is
are
a different
off limits.
Dog, right? Okay.
Are there things that are off limits to talk about?
Like I said, families
oh, yeah,
and stuff like that.
Here.
You talk about just the player himself. They hear
how about
all this stuff.
Like, how about that guy that's gone viral, obviously, for years that was behind the goal in with Westbrook, and he was flicking him off. I mean, fuck you, Westbrook. He was all over, and Westbrook's like looking at him. They tossed the guy. I mean, do you think that's a little bit much?
Basketball's a little bit closer than
football. Yeah, I mean,
football.
Yeah, he was like 2 feet from the guy.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously the cameras will probably be
yeah,
on that guy.
Exactly.
But at the same time, like, I've never seen Well, I
do you think they? I guess the question is: do you think professional athletes sign up to just take that brutal shit?
No. But they know it comes with your job.
Exactly.
It comes with your job. You can't say, "Oh, my feeling." It's just as a professional athlete, you got to learn how to block that stuff out and listen to your players.
Would you
only.
Be prepared to turn to your brother, even or another Bucks fan, if they're going just too fucking far with what they're saying, and be like, "Bro"?
Yeah, I've told him a couple times, like, hey, this is looking at us now. Let's just not, go too far.
Security was looking at.
Yeah, they were looking. Which, last thing I want is for him to get kicked out of the game. But it's passionate. It's very passionate.
I get into it.
No, well, I know that. I do know that.
I'll even say break his fucking neck, but I don't mean it.
I just
want to
know where we are as fans. Can we get a vote on Tom Brady, real or fake?
What?
Oh, he's real.
On the video, man.
No, it's fake. Do
we all believe it's fake?
What I'll do
is fake. It doesn't matter what you believe. It is fake.
I believe it's fake.
I'll post something on our IG story and just, do a poll. How many people agree? And then next week I'll let you know.
I just want
to
know.
Yeah, let's see what the fans think.
He's a pretty amazing athlete. Though,
mark
right?
me down for
it. It's not.
Mark
it's, that's
me
defying
down for
physics.
Real.
You got to go on there and fill it out.
Fair
yourself.
Enough.
Yeah. How do they
all
find
right,
it?
Speaking of which,
at Take It Like a Fan on Instagram.
Hey!
Only a couple weeks from our preseason homeowner against Cincinnati. But however, Bo, you're going to like this. I'm standing outside with Dog prepping the show, and he says to me, week one, okay, we all know who we have, Cowboys, season opener. He says, which I agree, that Dak is, he's a gimp. He's still gimping right now. He's not going to be, I wouldn't say 100%. I believe it was Shaq Barrett gets 2.5. JPP gets 1.5. Vita Vey comes in at 1. And he's saying that there is a 5-sack minimum to the game.
Week one.
I'll take 100%. Over on that.
Yeah.
Take over sacks. You
I'll
think
take
they're
over
gonna
five.
Have more than 5 sacks against Dak Prescott?
Boys gonna eat. They're gonna eat right to that line.
Let me tell you how big that offensive line is.
Wow. They ain't that big. They ain't as big as you used to
name
be.
Name one.
I can't.
They're not
okay.
No,
beast
listen.
One, two,
they've
three,
lost,
four, and five.
They've lost a couple people, man. They're not. I'm telling you, Cowboys is the most overrated team in this goddamn league. Right. Every
Tampa,
fucking year.
America's team, right?
No.
Yeah, America's
no.
team. There
they're not
is.
Even Texas.
Yes.
I mean, they have a small vicinity of fans in Dallas, like. Other than that,
they're worldwide still in fan base. However,
in '93,
no, they still are today.
Shit, 2021, they ain't been relevant since. Something.
There's a lot of people coming into this country every day that love Cowboys.
Who? Yeah. I don't see them rocking around like I used to.
Who?
I said a lot of people coming into this country today and every day.
I'll tell you, I'm interested. I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Nah, I just went to Mexico and they got a lot of Buck stuff out there.
So, do you know how many season tickets they sell in order and ratio to just single game tickets? Obviously, they don't sell every seat a season ticket. So, it's 62,000 seat stadium. Would you say maybe 30-40% are season tickets and 20,000 go to the rest?
I would agree. Yeah.
So, within saying that, you would say at least there's a 10-20% chance that Cowboy fans could just buy tickets regular
100% because even season ticket holders
price gouging. So what do you guys I'm interested to see how many Bucks fans have actually sold their tickets. I actually talked to one of my buddies and he said he's about ready to sell his own day ticket because it's going for over $1,000. To me, I was like, you're crazy, dude. I was like, it's coming back off the Super Bowl, we're dropping the banner
that's
against the Cowboys. That's your season right there.
That's the hottest
not
show.
We missed the
not
Super
if
Bowl
you listen
last year
to the players. The players are saying, listen, last season's over.
It is over. I've told you that 2 weeks ago. Yep. It's done.
No,
it's a
last
focus.
Season
it's a refocus.
Wasn't a full fan season.
That's what I'm saying. This shit is going to be lit.
And they're opening. Well, are they still opening up the stadium a good bit?
It's 100%.
It's completely sold out every single game.
There's no. It's, oh, really? There's no nothing.
Does a said, real fan sell his tickets to make a profit?
Yeah.
I mean,
these guys, and you know what's crazy about that, Shorty,
really?
Is that these guys have offered up tickets to our fan base so we can do a fan giveaway to let some fans go enjoy.
What? Whoa.
Wow.
What?
I like that. That's awesome. How many of these?
Right.
Tickets?
What'd you say?
I don't know. I think there's 8 home games and they were talking about at least probably 4 of them.
So, oh, wow. Half
I'm
of
sorry,
them.
Folks. We have some technical difficulties right now because I hear a bunch of bullshit.
Maybe
sorry.
Maybe 1. I think we were saying 1.
I don't even think your mic's working right now.
Oh, it's working.
It's about to get muted. You keep talking.
Okay.
One.
I mean,
All right, on from the bus.
Yeah, have fun at Atlanta.
On from the bus. TB, great speech. The ring ceremony, loved it.
What was his favorite ring?
The next one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Lightning, guys.
It's been a brutal.
Peace. See you later.
Brutal couple.
See you on
couple,
the ice.
Couple days.
What do you mean?
We knew Gord was gone already. We knew Goodrow was gone. Now we
Johnson's
know.
Johnson's gone.
Johnson is gone. Coleman's gone. And so is Savard.
Yeah, but we re-signed Point. I'd rather. Okay, so it's lose Point and re-sign all those guys or take Point and get
well,
rid of
I
all
liked
this.
The move, even though they're already online tagging us as cheaters again.
Who cares?
Sign in that Seabrook so we can get the salary cap space due to his injury. And now I don't really see any other players. I think obviously they're going to sign Joseph. He's still with us either way. I think he's got another year, doesn't he?
John Cena, you can't see me, but no, I do. I do agree.
Killorn, I think he'll be around. I think all these other players are. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong? Yeah.
It's John Seymour.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
You said Seymour, so it's Seabrook, but I said...
I said Seabrook.
You said Seymour.
Did I say Seabrook or Seymour?
Seymour Butts.
It lies. All right. What about the draft?
What draft?
You great. The NHL.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah.
What?
It's like that. I mean, you won't hear this guy for, what, 2-3 years? The guy that's drafted?
They're
like 19. They're not even college. They just come right out of high school nowadays.
You don't know, dude. Yeah, Stamkos jumped right up there.
Yeah.
Well, boom.
Crosby. Hey, boom.
Crosby. Point. Boom.
It's the NHL draft, man. Let's not get over ourselves.
How do you know? Man, you really don't.
Only
know,
people. I don't. I don't.
Thank you for finally admitting it.
It's the NHL draft.
Give me some Rays updates.
We got a big series with the Yankees going on right now. Looking to make, they made a major move, actually. I think, what was it, last Thursday? Thursday or Wednesday, they got Nelson Cruz from the Twins for a couple prospects, which is huge. Big bat in the lineup. He actually hit 2 home runs in the first three games he played for us.
Huh.
And
there's rumors of a couple other players they're going after, but we'll see.
Guy named Mad Max. Max Scherzer, he won the World Series with the Nationals in 2019.
He has trade power. He could tell the team.
He does, because it's kind of based on his contract. Like, he can determine where he wants to go. There's been rumors saying that he wants to go out west, but it's another reason. He can come here for literally 3 months, help us almost win a ring, and then go wherever you want after that. Go back to the Nationals to pay your salary. Because the way his salary works out is like, that's where it gets complicated with these players' contracts.
I've learned that, man. There's a lot of goofy things in baseball. I know we were just talking about, but again, I just learned this week from Bo. All my life, I could kick my little league coach's ass right now. All my life, I thought if a ball is foul past that line at any point in time, that ball touches on that side of the line,
you're crazy, man.
It's foul ball.
But it's just how it lays out. It's so weird because, like I said, it's going to be swinging, but it's going to be like a rolling ball down the line that's going to be doing – it's not like you hit a pop fly and it lands foul, then it's foul. But if it's rolling like that on the line, then it's – until
kicker,
it gets to the base.
The kicker is if that guy had gotten to the ball when it was over here, way off the line,
yeah,
it's foul, and touched it, it's foul ball.
Yep.
But because –
he let it roll back in.
It rolled back, touched
because
the line, and it tried to flip it off the line, kind of.
So there's another thing that actually plays into a hitter's ballpark. They actually have ground crews that actually work the fields to the player's likeliness. You know, if your hometown team tendencies like bunt or anything like that, they'll shift the dirt lines to where that ball will come back and play. Like and there's no rules against that because it's your home field.
What's crazy is that your ballpark. These are all professional players. Like, I'm watching this video right now, and it's crazy. They're all professional players, and they're just kind of standing around, like. More wanting to argue with
the pitcher's
with
an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pitcher, he kicked the ball, then wants to argue with the umpire.
Yeah. He didn't kick. He took his glove and, like, swept it up and threw it, into more foul territory.
I don't know what he was trying to do, if he was trying to get it, but it almost looked like he was trying to throw it into foul territory,
right.
Which you can't do. Yeah, that'll become a fair ball.
So what if it's in foul territory and hits somebody in foul territory, like a fan, and then comes back in?
No.
No, no.
That's dead ball.
Yeah, dead ball.
Definitely dead still.
Dead ball.
And if you hit it to a fan, period, it's a dead ball. I mean, the fan should not be on the field. Anything over the fence on the outside is a home run. There's nothing that can ricochet that ball to come back in and be a fair play. They have the C rings in the trap, but as soon as it hits that, it counts as an automatic double.
Okay.
John Cena.
So many other rules. Like, I mean,
tons
I,
of rules,
I,
man. It's better than shoot a basketball. By the way, how's that Team USA doing?
We want the robot.
We're gonna- I bet you do.
we'll take the robot.
That robot was draining them.
I mean, from half court, like, I mean, come on. I'll take that guy on my team any day.
So easy, a robot can do it.
All right, what else we got? Some stuff that I, what did I bring up? Oh, yeah, bro.
Woodley Paul.
Tyron Woodley, if he's being real in his interviews at all, which it really seems like he's like kind of really wanting to lay this dude out, Jake Paul.
I think he does.
I think he does.
He has to.
You think, but you say it like that because you don't think he can, do you?
He better.
Why are all these fighters saying that the Pauls are no joke? They haven't.
Because they get, dude, it's all about that. It's so
publicity,
it's limelight, man. It's entertainment.
There you go.
We live in a simulation of entertainment. Everything is for our enjoyment. Nothing means anything.
Yes, all.
And what? When the fight occurs, it's over.
John Cena.
But you can't even see the guy.
It's all the hype.
It is all the hype, man. It's just, it's stupid. It really is.
Hey, you guys going to, I think it's SmackDown at Emily Arena coming up.
No.
I haven't
I'm
got
busy.
My shot,
I'm
man.
I'm busy that
not
Tuesday.
Yet. No, not going to make that one.
Yeah.
I've gotten far out of wrestling. It's just gotten so far for me.
There is one thing coming that I really do want to go to, though. I don't know why, but the
Ringling Brothers Barlum Bailey Circus?
No, the Monster Truck Jam.
Monster Truck
that.
Jam?
I did that a few years back. That's a good one.
I mean, I've done it a long time ago, and it was actually
same.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
But now these
at
like,
the Ray J?
The Gravedigger's Kid is doing some crazy shit.
Yeah, I've actually seen that on Mav TV or whatever they have.
Yeah.
At the Ray J or it's at it?
No, it's at it's always at Ray J. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Now they do it at Emily Arena too.
There's a lot of characters out there, man.
It's like small. That's a small space to be so doing good. All that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Smaller monster truck.
Anyways, Woodley,
knock him down, bud. Knock him down.
I really.
We're not
really,
even talking about this.
I just what? Oh, the Bieber McGregor.
I have no clue on
it's
it.
So funny.
Not even talking
to
about
see
it.
The picture of them hanging out together. It looks like a mini McGregor.
Other.
What?
I thought they're gonna fight each other.
So what you would think?
They are. They are.
No, they're not.
It's coming. Yep.
Who
I think honestly, people should just delete social media for just a month and just. I was driving. I went to go to the Zoe Food Mart the other day, just pick up some groceries or whatever, and I was coming back and I was looking at the park. Every adult on their phone. All the kids running around playing. Every adult.
Did you just say
dude,
you
it's
go
about
to
be
the
fantasy
food mart for some groceries?
Yeah, like munchies.
Oh, munchies.
Yeah.
It's about to
boiled
be
peanuts.
Understood.
Gas. Boiled peanuts. Whoa, yeah, them boiled are. Bows are okay. fire.
All right,
it's
right
about
next
to
the baseball
football
field.
Season, so everyone's yeah. doing their fantasy, you know, takes on their players.
Come on, man. I'm 4-time champ. I ain't even worried about that.
You were not. Can we please stop?
4-time champ. I've won it 4 times.
I wasn't participating in any of those leagues because the only league I participated in with you, I won.
Okay, so then that goes back to your fact of your all-county record. I wasn't participating in that league. Therefore, your stat doesn't matter.
Fine.
I haven't played at all, so I'm undefeated. I mean, jeez.
Dog, go ahead.
Yeah, you deleted episodes.
Ooh.
You cannot bring that. You that is the deal. We made a deal.
That was in COVID year.
Yeah, but we made a deal not to bring that up anymore, not to talk about it.
Maybe he forgot it.
Yeah, maybe I forgot.
So Trevor Bauer shows up at the L.A. courtroom to fight his assault.
Dude, this guy, there's going to be a 30 for 30 on him very
there
soon.
Really is.
This guy is nuts.
I mean, he's
so much talent,
guilty,
too.
Right?
So much talent.
He looks unhinged
I mean, did
in
you
that
see
picture,
the chick?
Man. Jeez. I mean, oh, my goodness.
What, is he scratching her?
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah, she says he scratched her, too, I believe. Yeah.
I don't know. He doesn't look the same.
He doesn't look the same?
Mm-mm.
Vikings OL coach Rick Dennison was now it was looking like he was going to be fired, but now he's been repositioned into a new job within the organization for not taking the vaccine.
So is he just doing everything from a box?
I really don't know. I don't even know what it was repositioned
so
to.
Stupid.
I just saw that headline.
So stupid.
Hopkins though still debating retiring from the NFL due to vaccine stance. By
I
the
think
NFL.
All that should be personal.
I really do, too. But, of course, they're saying, hey, we can
well, you know,
others.
Bruce Arians is
you.
The one that's, like, full-on force with it, too, saying he was the one to come out and, like, hey, you don't do this, we're going to fine you.
Yeah.
He's like the, you know, whatever it takes, man. I get it. And, honestly, With the players,
and it's a business. You have NFL. I get
what
that.
Is it? 4 months, 5 months out of the year, maybe 6 months, all depending together, if everything goes right. You got 6 months. Just solitary, confine yourself. Be with your team. It sucks not to be around your family, but if it can get you that ring, go for it.
Greg Knapp passed away from that bicycle where he was hit by a car.
Horrible,
that, man. When you don't really know as a fan, like, you know, obviously the coaches must have some good relationship with the players because you see them playing together for years or whatever, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. But you don't really find out until something like this happens and start reading about, like, what all these players are saying about this guy. I mean, this guy was loved across the league.
Rays update. Rays just took the lead over the Yankees 1-0. Let's go, Rays.
Okay, we're sitting here talking about Greg Knapp.
Yeah, this is a live game interview. This is what our fans need to hear because we're Tampa Bay sports fans, right?
Yeah.
So go Rays, and we're facing the Yankees.
How about the new name of the Cleveland team?
The Guardians?
Yes.
Lame.
You think it's a lame name?
Honestly, they should have just been the Cleveland baseball team. Every team, don't even get a second chance. You know what? Just it's going to be the Cleveland baseball team.
I don't understand why. I understand Redskins offensive.
Why isn't Cowboys offensive?
I can find this is what I'm about to say.
That's America's team.
Why is Indians?
Come on, man.
Why is
come on, get out of here.
Offensive. Redskins offensive. I can understand that, but an Indian. You are an Indian. So why is that offensive?
It's not, if anything, it's like a salute to being an ultimate warrior. Right. Like, hey, we're going against the Indians. Indians are no joke, and now we're going against the Guardians of the Sea. Very threatening right there.
I'm just saying.
People's feelings get hurt for the wrong reasons, man.
I don't understand a lot more.
So stupid.
Yeah. I heard that they have a middle name, too.
What's that?
It's the Cleveland Legal Guardians.
Hell no. That was a good one, dog.
That was a good one.
Where'd you hear that one? No.
Did I ask you guys last week about what my kid asked me about? What did 50 Cent do when he was hungry? When he got hungry?
He ate.
58.
What'd he eat?
That's just the thing. It's 58. It's the joke.
It's a 58 number, like, man. A number.
What is
50.
What did 50 do when he got hungry?
But a 50.
58.
58 who?
Never mind. Giants versus Eagles. Fan fights turns into a shooting in Philly. Dude, I do not understand this.
Another
Giants-Eagles fan fight?
I've seen video of you. I've heard. Where you're
hold on, so it's not even football season. We have Giants and Eagles fans running into each other?
Literally in a Philly cheesesteak place, they came to gun. Like,
were they both wearing their jerseys?
I'm sure.
That's so awesome.
I mean, but come on.
Right? I mean, it's not that they're shooting each other, but...
Have you ever thought you were so mad at that Saints fan you wish you had a gun?
No, but like he said at the same time, like last week when we talked, you know, everyone has cell phones, so it's publicized more. It's captured more. It's always happened.
Technically, it has. This shit's always been happening.
The
Wild West was a whole different story.
I agree with all that. I agree that it's much more televised. 100% media plays a big role into it. But let me tell you something. I still think the generations that have been following are crazier.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be crazier. That's the thing. These people are multiplying, like, the lawlessness and the carelessness that people have nowadays is just baffling.
What they think is okay blows my mind.
And you know what? There's nothing we can do about it because people are going to do what people are going to do. So all you got to do is just do what you got to do.
See the Cardinals' first round pick, Zavin Collins, get arrested?
For what?
Here's the deal. Guy didn't say anything about no alcohol. It wasn't under the influence. He was speeding and literally somehow gets arrested. I'll honestly say I don't know the whole story, but he gets arrested. But the only charge was speeding. I think he was 76 and a 35, so even though you're double.
Oh, that'll do it right there, man.
Double.
I mean, he went
down
to begging these cops not to arrest him. Begging them not to.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you just got paid first round pick.
Yeah. It's not a good look.
Did he cry?
He looked like he was about to.
Attaboy.
Come on, man. Mama gonna beat me.
Pryor.
That's true, though.
Terrell Pryor, motorcycle accident. Actually, it wasn't a motorcycle, though.
Hold on. Are we in, 2012? What year are we in?
What?
Terrell Pryor.
What about? Why do you say it like that?
I just don't know. Is he relevant?
I just want to say because everybody was reporting it was a motorcycle accident, and he was in one of these things.
Slingshot.
No, it's not
slingshot.
Whoa,
what is that, slingshot? What is that?
That is, it's called, what's it called? Damn. It's called, I can't remember what. What is called Vanderhall?
That's Vanderhall.
Is that a slingshot?
It's like a two wheel in the front.
It's a two wheel in
compared
front.
To the
yeah.
one.
Yeah, it's a slingshot.
Yeah, see, I was right, Chip.
You were right. What?
It's a slingshot.
It's a slingshot.
It's a type of slingshot.
And then this, which you'll love, dog. Yankees fan, owned by security. I mean, dude, look
oh
at how he wrapped that guy up and slammed his ass.
Dude, that Yankee security ain't no joke.
I mean, bro, he looks
like
Allen Iverson.
They look forward to people breaking the law.
Oh, yeah.
You get free assault on somebody. Yeah. Like, hell
I mean,
yeah.
Look at that face. He's got determination.
Oh, yeah. He's going down. He's gonna. Yeah. He's probably already locked that arm up with his legs.
Oh man!
Pulled him over, cross face, chicken wing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tap out.
All right. So, aside from that, I had a little challenge for you. I was reading about obviously sports trivia stuff like that, and I went down the rabbit hole again, and I found some of these like little riddles things, and like it's about movies, sports movies. And let me give you a couple examples. If you get the best of me, we come at you with the V.
Victory.
Okay? That's what you think, victory, right? But think about it. This is about a sports movie. What movie would that be? If you get the best of me,
the Flying V.
We come at you with the V.
Yep. Mighty Ducks, Flying V.
That would be correct. Yes. All right. Who am I? My grandma was terrible with taxes.
Adam Sandler.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Damn, yes.
You guys are like, I mean, you got these right away.
John
I mean, the other things were, I'm far from the saddest guy around. Game show hosts are number one on my shit list. Damn Croc ultimately killed my BFF.
He said the Croc.
Who am I? I have a spiritual self that keeps me focused. My teammates deserve what they get.
Bobby Boucher. The mud dog on me.
The bourbon bowl. Do what again?
I have a spiritual self that keeps me focused. My teammates deserve what they get.
That's the first baseman that plays on Major League.
Vince Lombardi.
Who?
Joe Boo.
Who?
Joe Boo.
The guy that plays
Serrano.
Serrano?
Serrano.
Yeah. Ah, Serrano come in peace.
Yeah.
Serrano worship Joe Boo.
All right, now here's a
Don't
good one.
Drink
though.
The
this
rum.
One's a good one. All right, you have just as much a chance as this one as these two.
Ricky Bobby.
No. Oh, who am I?
John Cena.
I once played football. I am married to my high school sweetheart. I have two kids. My best friend is my car. Neighbors are annoying, and I love my quality time with myself on the sofa.
Okay. Any average NFL retired player?
Okay. Well, this is a TV movie star.
A TV movie star that played in the NFL?
They're an entertainer, I should say. No, it's not someone that played in the NFL. Did Happy Gilmore, Adam Sandler, play in the NFL? It has nothing to do with that. Who am I? I once played football. I'm married to my high school sweetheart. I have two kids.
Mike Ditka.
My best friend is my car. My neighbors are annoying, and I love my quality time with myself on the sofa.
I have no idea.
This is the most difficult.
That's got to be Dale Earnhardt Jr.
No.
It's somebody that played football. Like that's.
He could have played high school football.
I just plugged this into Google and no result. I don't even know.
Al Bundy.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
I actually do kind of watch that show from time to time.
I watch it all the time.
It all makes sense.
Bud's hilarious.
They came because I built it.
Field of Dreams.
Very good.
Yeah. Good job.
All right, so. What do you got over there, dog?
All right.
So dogs list. Dogs list.
Turn your chair. I'm not playing this game with you.
What?
Guys this year.
I'll hold it like this.
Okay. I'm checking.
Since we got football right around the corner, right?
Okay. Football.
We're going to do some dog takes.
I like dog treats. I like it.
All right. So this, you're going to be playing a position, right? I'm going to match you up with a few other skilled big name players, and you're going to have to choose what play I give you and the situation.
Oh,
you're
done.
Playing linebacker, right?
Okay.
You play outside, you play inside.
Blitz.
Whatever. Lamar Jackson's playing quarterback.
Blitz.
Oh, shoot.
And he takes off. Do you lay it to him?
Hell yeah.
With a chance of getting juked, or do you make the sure tackle?
Who am I?
You're our linebacker.
Am I Devin White?
You could be.
Lay him out.
You could be whoever you want.
Lay him out.
Wait, I either get a tackle or I get a you knock get a, his you ass get, out.
You get a chance at a shot, but he could juke you.
He's more than likely going to juke you.
I got
it. Or you go for the sure tackle.
Fuck.
I'm going to go for the sure tackle.
Yep, sure
Team
tackle.
Team player.
Sure tackle.
Light him up.
Good luck.
I don't know what that says about me, man, as a player.
I mean, he's not
defense
one.
Defense wins championships.
He's not easy to tackle. I'm telling you that right now. He's not easy to tackle. Chip would not have no chance of tackling this guy.
All day, bro.
You're still playing linebacker.
All day you'd tackle him? All
day. Not a chance.
All day.
Still playing linebacker, right?
Okay.
Derrick Henry takes the handoff.
Okay. Yep.
Do you go low and take the hit solo, uh-huh, or do you just wrap him up and try to wait for help?
Go low.
Go low. You got low. That's the whole point. He hurls everybody that tackles should be trying to tackle by themselves.
He hurls you. He hurls you.
Low. He's going to stay low.
Yeah.
All right.
Lower guy always wins.
Darren right. Waller lines up outside. You move. You audible with him. You follow.
Isn't it Waller?
Waller. Right, go ahead. Waller. Waller. Same guy.
Okay.
Do you play him off the line like press?
Okay.
Or do you give him a little space so you don't get beat deep?
No. Right up on him. Pushing him.
Oh, you're getting beat deep.
No chance.
I keep him in front of me. You keep him in front of you. Pause. Just don't let him get behind you.
Pause. Whatever does not get me beat deep. I don't even like what that sounds like. So whatever the other shit was, I'm going with that,
oh,
guys.
No way.
I will not get beat deep.
Oh, no. What you got?
Aaron Rodgers is playing quarterback.
I got it.
For Green Bay.
Okay.
He audibles at the line. Right? Okay. Changes the whole play up.
All right, can you – hold on. Just for somebody that's not the best with this and maybe other fans that suck too, he audibles at the line. Is this he just verbally calls out a different play?
Calls
yeah.
Yells out whatever their audible call is, and all the players know. We
is there like
the
a
play.
Sign to it, though? Like,
no.
Is he so he's telling it so the other team knows what's going on?
No, they do not.
They disguise it with spider Y2 banana as a play.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
So now your whole defensive play that you chose is completely ass backwards.
Okay, so I'm back on with you guys. Go ahead.
Do you blitz the quarterback off rips? Like, no hesitation. Just like you're fucking bum rushing him. You're going after his head.
Oh, yeah. I'm already in his head. He's audible.
Or do you play a quarterback spy?
Go at him.
It's a toughy one.
This is the pros, man. This is NFL. This is what we do. That you go after players that can make that kind of shit happen.
Just because he won the Super Bowl.
Nope, that's what you do to win a Super Bowl. You go at him.
I don't know.
What?
What do you do?
I'm probably going to read what the offense is doing, if there's any motions or movements on that, to make sure that, you know, what's going to happen. If he adds a backer back there, then he's definitely going to run the ball.
What if this is like a fake audible? Is that possible?
Yes.
See, I mean...
You never know. That's why you go
at him.
What are
my options then? I can go at him, or just
why do we spend so much time? Why does JL spend so much time going after players that are so fast if you ain't going to use their speed to your advantage? That's what it's about. Fast defense.
It's 11 on 11, right?
Yeah.
So if you blitz one, they're going to be one up, right?
Not really, because by the time you get to these quarterbacks, you light them up. Take them out.
Just slide them up. If it was that easy,
everyone first game, you're calling for 5 sacks minimum. He's saying over on that.
Yeah, what about it?
We're going to be blitzing a lot.
Do you
then.
See that defense?
They don't even have to be blitzing, man. Yeah. Well, ain't no blitzing with this team.
It's not going to be blitzing.
Oh, really?
I got a couple little...
That opening night game is a standard of how our season's going to be.
I got a couple.
You got a lot of weight on that game.
I do.
Let's let dog move on.
I got a couple quick questions.
Okay.
Chip, you're the basketball guy.
Yeah. Okay.
What's the size of a basketball?
Ooh.
Inches all the way around.
Oh, shit.
Inches all the way around.
Circumference.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting to him.
Ooh.
He's shaking.
Ooh.
I'm breaking him.
All the way around would be about 20 inches.
Bo.
20 to 24 inches. I think those are the range in size.
I'm going to say 18 and 3/4.
Shorty P?
I'm going to say 18.
18.
Nice.
On the head.
Is it?
Wow, yes. Nice.
Well, that's not really right because what you meant to say is the NBA ball. Because if you go to like a youth basketball, it's not 18. If you go to a ladies basketball, it's not 18. So if you get your shit straight and ask the question appropriately, then I could give you the right
answer. Pretty sure you're just talking about a basketball
in
general.
How big?
Just saying.
Do you play with ladies' basketballs?
How big is a baseball?
I try not to.
How many inches is a baseball?
How many inches is a baseball? Okay,
like
come
four
on, boy.
And a half.
Like no, it's more than 4.5.
I don't know.
It's got to be
We're
at least 6 to 7.
We're talking about all the way around on this one, too?
Oh, all the way around. Let's say 7 3/4.
No, gentlemen. I'm going to say
it's not that big. It's tops. Not. It's not that big.
4, actually, I'd guess. 4 7 1/2. 6.
It says 9 1/4.
See, I was right. 7 3/4, I win.
Sounds like a softball.
All right, last question.
It's a big ball.
How many minutes was the longest recorded points in the history of tennis? So they went
back and forth. 23 times.
No,
no way.
How long? How long? How, like, and it's minutes.
I'll say
45.
No. I'll go minutes. With 9 minutes.
16 minutes.
29 minutes.
Jeez.
That someone went 29 minutes back and forth.
Volume.
Was it a doubles match or?
Who knows? That's just what the answer was. That was just,
that's pretty wild, man.
Okay. All right, what do you got?
Let's go over, since we're kicking off the 2021 season, let's do some stats on the 2022 season, or the 2020 season.
All right. Chip.
Okay.
12.
Nope.
What was it?
It's team stats from the 2020 season, offense and defense. All
right.
Did our offense get more first downs than our defense let up?
Yes.
Yes.
Correct. Did we have more? Wait, hold on. I had this all in my head till now. All right, closest to the number. Give me your takes on how many total first downs that we got. Closest.
Oh, total first downs.
Yep.
In the whole season?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Well, you're going to have an average of
100.
Yeah, you're going to be over 100.
There's 16 games.
526.
526.
Yeah, you're thinking about 25.
I'm going to go with like 190.
190.
You get a chance to change my answer?
What'd you say?
I said 100.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, you don't know. 364.
Jeez. 364.
Yep.
Wow.
I'd go 2 after I heard the amount of games, yeah.
How many do you think they got by penalty?
How many first downs by
penalty? 16.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Wow.
16.
No, more than that. I'll go with 27.
27?
I'm going to say almost 50% of them.
No. 50% of what? <Yeah. laughs> Jesus Christ.
Let's go 100.
There's no way we would have
said that. Yeah. But
let's go 150. Yeah.
And how many you say?
All of them.
All of them. Yes, dog. Yes.
44 were by penalty. How many?
I was closest.
I said 56.
How okay? Did not. Let's switch over defense for how many first down? How many first downs did the defense give up by penalty?
How many first downs they gave up?
19.
23. 19. No, it's gonna be 30.
26.
Yes, close.
How many total first downs did they give up?
15.
210.
Jeez, they were bad.
140.
Dang.
140?
Yeah.
I think they only let up 140. That's why it's less than 10 a game.
Yeah.
They're pro, man.
Well, some of these.
I think the Saints got 20 like in one game.
All right, what was it? Okay, fine. 160. What do you got?
319.
Saints, shit, sounds closer.
I said 320.
Yeah, you were over.
He was there.
You did say 320, didn't you?
Yeah, so you were over. He was over.
He was so close.
How many total offensive yards did our offense get?
How many total yards?
Did our offense get?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Man, like 400.
400 total 400. Yards? He gets out of game. Yeah.
But you're saying total offense.
Total
you take
rushing
everybody.
Pop, yeah.
So, I mean, you're talking well over 25,000.
Right, 25,000 yards?
For an entire season?
That's over 1,000 yards a game.
I'm saying, no.
One
no, no,
end
no.
of the spectrum.
Saying, you said 25,000 yards.
I am saying for an entire season.
25,000 yards.
I'm for an entire season. Tom Brady easily had an average of 300 yards per game.
5,700.
4,800.
No. Hear me out for a second. 300 yards by Tom Brady.
I'm saying
okay. 5,700. Okay, 300 yards by Tom Brady.
On average per game.
Which times that by 16 is how much?
I don't know. What is that?
1,800.
That's more. What?
It's more than that.
It's
man.
Way more than that.
Or no,
bro.
40. What is it?
It's like 4,500.
Let's just call it 5 grand. Let's just call
he
it
He threw for 4,600 yards.
He threw for 46?
Yeah.
All right, how many?
So, no. So now Tom Brady's out of the equation. Where are you coming up with 21,000 yards on the ground?
2,100.
You said 25,000 yards.
He did. 25,000 leagues.
25,000 yards in 1 year.
I thought you meant for this career, right?
Yeah. That's not even possible. Well, no, that is possible.
I said 5,700.
No, I'm going to go. Wait, it's going to be more than that. If Tom Brady was 40. Okay, 8,100.
If Tom Brady's 4,700.
I'm going to say 8,100.
Rojo was almost at 1,000 yards.
8,100.
15,000.
6,145. Closer. I win.
How much did our defense let up?
How is that possible?
What do you mean?
How many did Mike Evans have for the year?
He had just over 1,000.
Mike Evans is okay, part of Tom Brady's throw.
Yeah. That's not a different stat.
But no, that's what I was saying. If you add up every player's stats, that's why I'm saying.
That's not how it works. This is total offense. This isn't individual players.
That's why I kept saying for every player.
In Madden.
It's a total team. This is a team stat.
What I'm saying is you two ask questions for shit. If you would clarify your questions, people would give you the right answer.
Well, it's because I didn't ask you what the junior size Olympic basketball championship size was.
Yes.
It's a team stat. Yeah, so yeah, Mike Evans had about 25,000 yards.
Yes.
All right.
Everybody's a dick.
You guys give up on that?
No,
there's some more.
What was it?
What? Total? What were we on? Offense yards?
Defense.
Oh, that they let up?
Yeah, I'm going to say
12,000.
5,200.
Wrong.
52?
5,200.
12,000.
I'm going to go less than that. No. I'm going to say 47.
5,234.
Dog wings again.
The defense is less than the rushing?
What?
The defense is less than rushing?
What do you
mean?
No, that's the total defense.
We had more offensive yards than we let in.
Yeah, that's what you want. What were we for field goals this year?
What were we for field goals? I think we
out of 30. I'll give you 31 attempts. 31 attempts.
Yeah, I think we
were 29 for 31.
Are you talking about extra points or just field goals?
It says field goals. So I think these are field goals. Field goals are not extra points.
I want to say 28. I think there's 20. I think it was 29
for 31.
If our guy is the guy that hit the bell tower 3 times in a row. Than all of them.
28 for 31.
Yes.
Dog wins again.
How many touchdowns did we score?
Tom threw 30.
It's like you probably prepared him for these questions.
I didn't prepare him at all. You did. I literally prepared this 5 minutes before y'all got here.
I'm just going to say one more than whatever he says.
Oh, hold on. Say it again. What was the
total touchdowns. By the whole team, not just one player.
Okay, so defensively, we have.
I'm going to say 60.
I'm going to say 67.
No, I'm going to say 68.
60. 50. 50, final 68. Answer.
59.
I didn't go over.
How many defensive touchdowns did we have?
Defense.
28.
Six. 28 defensive touchdowns out of 59? Jeez Louise.
What the heck? Six.
Six?
Yeah.
Six?
Yeah, well, three, maybe. I don't know. You sound all crazy about it. Maybe
probably two or three.
One.
Yeah.
One.
What was our turnover ratio?
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty low.
10%.
The beginning of the season was kind of shit. Towards the end, we turned it up.
We just decided to give up the ball right when it counted. Like, Rojo doesn't fumble forever. And fumbles at the worst possible time.
That's you're talking about one time, one player. I'm talking about for the whole season. What they end with?
How many total turnovers?
They were in the plus side. They were in the negative side. 20.
Yeah.
Oh God. 18.
20.
8. Right. How many sacks did we have, and how many sacks did we give up? Be my last one.
Sacks did we have, and how many did we give up?
We gave up.
Oh man.
A low of 17.
No, it's 13 or 14.
13 or 14. You're crazy. I mean, he got sacked 5 times in 2 games.
Wow.
And
really?
2 different games. I think he went down. He went down to Chicago. They got him 4 or 5 times.
Yeah. I'm going to say 17, and we sacked the quarterback 26 times.
I'm going to say
26.
I'm going to say 33.
We let up 22 sacks, and we had 48 sacks.
Oh, my gosh, I was
finally
right.
I got closer than you on one.
You didn't I was dead anything. On with the 22.
40.
You said 22 that we gave up?
I was dead on with that.
That's a lie.
So Shorty P wins the whole thing. He got the only one right.
Just because of one.
Yeah, you only
got one right?
You're the only one to get one
it
right.
Was only one part of the question.
That's all you needed.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I got to listen back to the recording of this
boys.
Just to be sure.
Dog, how do these people get a hold of us?
Studio line 844-542-4111. Texas anytime, 727-388-1644. Be sure to check us out on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook's up. Check out the website. Tune in. Listen to old episodes. Listen to new episodes. John Cena can't see me.
John Cena can't
get ready for that.
Hey, so I got to tell you guys, so I think we're going to be doing a little promotional contest here soon. Is that right?
That is correct.
Got some stuff to give away.
That is correct.
And I think it's also sponsored by one of our local attorneys' offices called Yanchuk and Berman, Attorneys at Law.
It will be.
It will be.
What's in it?
What do you mean? Hey, I told you guys, I have the list of the helmets coming up. I think we were doing the Devin White again. I believe we were pulling the Shaq Barrett. I'm excited about the Trask.
Whoa. The Trask comes here. It doesn't. It's like here.
No.
That was an order for me.
In the studio.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
No, that's a giveaway. Then we got your Bucks ticket
giveaway. No, but see, but this.
We're going to have chances to win money every week.
Bucks ticket giveaway.
Money.
Yeah, on FanDuel.
You ain't got no money.
That's why we have to put up $100 a week.
100?
For the 16 weeks.
Or start cutting grass.
And if you win, you got to put it back in the kitty.
No.
Oh, which Bucks ticket could they win here at home?
Whatever the best game of the season.
We got two preseason away game tickets, too.
Actually, I want to wait till the end of the season, like when it's like do or die.
Nope, not going to happen.
And then they have to give them up.
Not a chance. Ooh. That's fraud.
That's
theft. That's a lot. That's how you go to jail.
Lock them up.
That's how you go to jail.
You're off quiet over there.
Yeah, we don't speak about that.
Talk about dogs ticket.
It gets quiet every time.
You know what? I was watching the Bucks whole little
mini series.
Oh yeah,
man. I should have been at that damn Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They took it away from me. I should have been there enjoying my moment.
Now we'll have to go to L.A.
Soaking it in.
Yep.
Just have to do it in L.A. with all those other people.
Possibly stopping at one of those adult clubs afterwards. Having a blast. I should have been. I
start 6 days of by myself. Really. Well, I got one. I got my oldest. My almost 18-year-old.
You got vacation then.
Yep.
Kate, what are you
the boys
doing?
Are off and running.
Just be happy.
Are they out here?
All right. Her nephew is graduating from.
Big parties at Chippers.
Big parties. Yeah, he's going into. He's actually going on with his training, going into Special Forces, actually.
So we're having.
Wow. Nice.
Oh, nice. We're having our fantasy draft party there.
I'm down. Are you cooking?
Cooking what?
Whatever. Bo Burgers, preferably.
If you haven't had Bo's, you haven't had anything.
You just don't know.
Jeez.
You just don't know.
All
right, let's get out of here. Take it like a fan.
See ya.
Peace.